Welcome into the film room. Today we're going to talk about the defensive backs, and they kind of got off to a rough start as there were a lot of guys running open early in the season. But they tweaked the lineup a little bit and things settled down, and there were three young players that were pretty consistent. Jonathan Cyprian, Aaron Colvin, and Demetrius McCray. Let's take a look at them. We'll start with Aaron Colvin, who played a lot of nickel for the Jaguars late in the season. Watch his awareness here on a 3rd and 14 where he's covering the deep route, which is Jacoby Jones, and then he should react to the short route, which is Steve Smith, and he does exactly that and makes a timely tackle, not allowing Steve Smith, who's pretty shifty, to make a move on him. That is awareness by a young player. Against the New York Giants, at that nickel position, covering wide receiver Preston Parker man-to-man. You're out on an island a lot of times as a defensive back, but you have to be able to have a short memory and also execute when you have those opportunities where you're all alone, and Aaron Colvin does exactly that. Look at the timing. He's not looking back. He's watching the arms of the wide receiver to react himself, and he times it perfectly, knocking the ball out of Parker's hands. And a lot of people would say, why did you pick this play where he's just chasing down Arian Foster? Look at the speed of Aaron Colvin. Arian Foster is one of the elite backs in the league, and look at the speed that he shows in tracking down Arian Foster and making the tackle. And the reason I showed that play is because you got to remember, Aaron Colvin suffered an ACL injury at the Senior Bowl, had no training camp, had no OTAs, and barely was able to practice throughout the regular season. And to be able to do what he did, in my opinion, he's going to compete for a starting role in 2015. And the guy that I expect to start opposite of Colvin, Demetrius McCray. This is man coverage against maybe the best wide receiver in football, Antonio Brown. And look at the job, because there's too much time allowed for Ben Roethlisberger, a missed sack in the pocket. But what I want you to see and focus in on, look at the length of Demetrius McCray that allows him to make the play on this ball. That is something that you just can't teach, length. So we went from maybe the best receiver in football to what I think is the most physical receiver in football. At the bottom of the screen, McCray matched up against Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant tries to be physical, but McCray legally is physical in return, knocking that ball out. Excellent play by McCray. And those last two plays by McCray and then also Aaron Colvin allowed the Jaguars defense to be one of the better teams in the National Football League in red zone percentage, 8th in the National Football League. Now let's go back and look at Cyprian. And Jonathan Cyprian is a very good box player. And I love this hit against the Tennessee Titans at home. This is what you want out of a box safety, a guy that can cover, but he's more importantly has to be able to be a physical presence in the box, and he was right here. And standing in the middle of the end zone is Cyprian here, and he's playing deep to short, taking care of his job, and he gets a pass defense. Nice play by Jonathan Cyprian, but let's look at this from the end zone. And you can see as the ball is coming, Cyprian's mind is thinking, knock it down, don't allow a touchdown. I think in the future, you would like to see this picked. If you take a look at these three guys, Cyprian, McCray, and Colvin, 6 interceptions as a team, as a defense. But these three guys had 0. In the future, if this team's going to take the next step up defensively, these guys have to start getting their hands on some footballs.